Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 399 for Thursday, May 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Thursday morning as traders took profits after yesterday's gains. Canola is down $3 to $6, the July contract down $3.50 at $519.10 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices amid ideas that yesterday's bounce in the Canadian oilseed was overdone. Improving moisture conditions in some of the dry regions of Alberta were also bearish, although precipitation is no longer expected to be as widespread as originally forecast, and more rain will be needed going forward. The Canadian dollar is sharply lower relative to its U.S. counterpart. That provided some underlying support for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower, with much of the weakness there tied to activity in the currency markets. Comments from the U.S. Federal Reserve yesterday were taken as a sign that the Fed is set to raise interest rates in June. That was supportive for the U.S. dollar, but bearish for commodities as the rising U.S. dollar cuts into global export demand. Relatively favorable U.S. crop conditions were also overhanging the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans, they're down 10 to 12 cents, the July contract down 10 at $10.65 per bushel. In addition to the rising U.S. dollar, soybeans were also pressured by declines in Malaysian palm oil. However, news that the U.S. will be requiring more biodiesel in its fuel supply was somewhat supportive. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at over 500,000 tons for old crop and 158,000 tons for new crop were at the high end of trade guesses and provided some support as well. For corn, prices are down 6 to 8 cents, the July contract down 8 at $3.91 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales of about 1.5 million tons old crop and 500,000 tons new crop were very strong, and that helped limit the losses. A 4% increase in the U.S. renewable fuel standard was also supportive, as corn is the major feedstock for ethanol in the country. Wheat is down 4 to 11 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 11 at $4.69 per bushel. But weekly U.S. wheat exports were solid with new crop sales of 573,000 tons, the best of the marketing year to date. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.